very pleasant good morning, and welcome to Elcut, The Next Step. I'm drawing it out, as we call it in Elcut. I'm giving it air, I'm letting it breathe, I'm giving it room, and I'm opening a window. What does that mean? It means I'm giving it the dramatic pause that it so deserves, that it so richly deserves. I'm Dr. Ed Elcut, and this is Elcut.
I'm going to have to do this.
Hold on for just a minute, Jerry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Elcut.
This is Elcut, The Next Step. Why did I give it air? Why did I open a window and let the room breathe? Because a great many people in recent days have considered Elcut, The Next Step to be something that belongs, should be relegated indeed, to the ash can of history. I read a recent article in the Wampaw Beaverton Express that said...
Dr. Elcut?
I'm having a hard time. I'm sorry, I spit up a little bit. It happens because I have been going through a series of emotional episodes that I am talking to the Grand Weasel, who is our counselor. The Grand Weasel counsels all priesterlies as to their status as forthcoming overlords. Why is he or she? Yeah, thought it was just a he. Twice we've had a she Grand Weasel. Why are they called the Grand Weasel? To remind us that when we complain about not having overlord status, we're really nothing more than quivering, chimpering weasels. Do I take offense at that? Yes, I do, but I admit to it. That way I escape what is inevitably...
Jesus Christ. Here they come.
Overlords, I was being very honest.
Dr. Elcut is not yet recovered from the leveling.
That was the overlords, thank you. Apparently the overlords, and I'm going to say it, have a tender ass when it comes to certain topics.
Dr. Elcut has been leveled twice.
I don't think you have to keep talking about it.
What's that?
You don't have to keep talking about it.
It's very uncharacteristic, Dr. Elcut, for you to use a four-letter word.
Well, I'm talking you little now, my baby. Fuck it. Fuck you, baby.
Fuck the
fuck,
baby. Fuck the over, baby.
Well, I'm like, no, I'm just kidding, baby. I'm just like, fuck the over, baby.
The over, Bob-um.
Wasting my time. Oh, now I'm out of the leveling. I'm out of leveling phase one. I'm now elevating into the leveling aura or corona. There's a glow that one achieves after being leveled. Some people think it's beautiful, but I don't like it because I feel as if I'd had something electrical, cylindrical, and well lubricated, inserted, you can well guess, and then plugged in.
God.
Who said that?
We have some guests this evening.
Oh, we have in-studio guests.
We do, Dr. Elcut. That was Marilyn Brown with her husband, Stan. Hello.
Marilyn, how are you?
God.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, you talked about having a...
You talked about a something cylindrical.
Yes, I did, and I hope it didn't shock you, Mr. and Mrs. Brown, but that is my experience... Here in, Elcut, The Next Step.
Well, what's the point? What's the point of hanging around and taking a ramming and a battering anally?
No. It's not quite like that. I'm sorry it shocked your wife. Yes.
You hang around and you want to be made an overlord. Oh, God. See what you did to my wife?
I'm sorry that I did anything to your wife. Welcome to to Elcut, The Next Step. I screwed it up.
Overlords, all he did was screw up just one word.
I don't understand a word you're saying.
Don't leave the studio.
Stay and don't leave the studio.
You see, my wife is very upset.
I understand.
I've been here about 15 minutes. I've seen you get leveled. I've heard talk of opening a window. I don't know. This isn't for me. All of this, it ain't for me, man.
Well, there go the... And your name is what?
Brown. I'm Brown, and that's what comes out of me.
Oh, God.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and you are listening to Elcott The Next Step. We had an in-studio guest there, the Brown couple from... Where were they from, Jerry?
Browntown.
From Browntown. Where is that?
I think it's in Browning.
Don't... Man, don't do it, Jerry.
It is Brownsville, Texas.
Browntown is in Brownsville, Texas.
It's a subdivision.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, good morning, and welcome to Elcott The Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. Am I angry? Yes, I am. But when one immerses oneself in the ethic and ethos of Elcott The Next Step, this is what one sounds like when one is angry. In fact, I'm so angry right now that were I to give vent and voice to my anger, I could tear an animal in half, a cow or a deer. I could tear it in half with my bare hands. That's how angry I am. Elcott, The Next Step. The next step to your happiness. On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Send us your name, your address, your phone number, and any other ultra-personal details to Elcott The Next Step, Wampaw, New York. We'll send you an easy opening packet to help you join Elcott The Next Step and create and infuse the better you. And that's what we say about Elcott The Next Step. It makes the better you. There is a you inside of you, and there is a you outside of you. There is the you, and there is the you. In Elcott The Next Step, we recognize another entity. We call it the you, and you. Who are the you, and you? There is the you that was born, the you that you lived with, and the you that is the spiritual you, the Elcott The Next Step you. Why can't we just let you live in that you and not the other two? Because we want to remind you, and we want to remind you, and you. Yeah, see?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. That you're worthy, you're worth it, you are with it, and you're with Ed. That's me.
Elcott, The Next Step.
Ed Elcott.
You are with me, Ed Elcott. I have been the voice, the face. I have been the main purveyor of the Elcott The Next Step message over the last 15 to 20 years. And what have I got for my trouble? I've been leveled. I've had my pants yanked down around my ankles.
Ed Elcott.
I don't want you to think...
Yeah, they're upset.
You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I don't understand
it, Dr. Elcott.
Yes, you did. Oh, I'm back. Yes, you did, Jerry.
No, I did not, sir. No, I did not.
Well, I'm not about to repeat it because it would earn me another leveling.
But the overlords are saying now that even though you didn't say it, the fact that you said it could earn you another leveling.
Are you bullshitting me?
What's that?
Are you bullshitting me? Bullshitting? You don't want to let me.
Dr. Elcott.
No, I'm fine. Well, you can see, ladies and gentlemen, in Elcott The Next Step, what we try to do...
You slurred your words.
Who gives?
You did, Dr. Elcott. You went, you
think they'll do?
No, I did not. Hi, overlords.
What's
that?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to say some things here, and if the overlords disagree with what I'm about to say...
What?
Nothing.
Fuck.
Elcott The Next Step. Join us for our next Elcott The Next Step Lecture Series. Not lecture, Lecture. L-I-C-K-S-T-U-R-E. Lecture. Yeah. The Elcott The Next Step Lecture Series. Visit us in Houston, Texas, next month, August the 16th, for a series of lectures on the Lecture. The Lecture.
Lecture.
Elcott, The Next Step.
Thank you very much. I am Dr. Ed Elcott. I expand and vibrate.
I am on my way to Overlord status. Are you? I don't think so. Why? Because you have not yet achieved the affliction of conviction. That's what we call it, Elcott, the next step. The affliction of conviction, and if I'm slurring my words, I've had several drinks. You said, Overlords, in your last manifesto, drinking was fine.
Good one there, Dr. Elcott.
No, I know my big thick one, and it was republished in the big thick one that drinking is preferred during these lecture series.
Elcott, the next step, drunk. Join us for our next lecture series in Walgan, Oregon. We'll be at the Walgan Civic Auditorium, 8 o'clock, Tuesday, March 16th, 2024. Double check it. I'm not sure that's on a Tuesday, and I don't even know if things are open in Oregon. What? Thank you very much, and welcome back to Elcott, the Next Step. My name is Dr. Ed Elcott, and I so want to be your friend. Oh, I want to know you.
Dr. Elcott, don't just shut up. I want a friend. I just want a friend. Oh, sure. You're going to make me think. Dr. Elcott, you're right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You what?
I never felt better with my wife.
You never felt better than with my wife?
No, I never felt better with my wife.
I don't. I've never felt better in my life, you dumb.
Oh my God, you're about to use the F word.
No, I was not, Jerry. Take it easy. In the big thick one, it is written, when one wishes to air out the bathroom, that is, lift the lid, take a look, close the lid, flush, and air out the bathroom, what one is really talking about is the freedom to redo one's life. Think about it. All of our lives are like unflushed toilets. Unflushed toilets that we open the lid to every day, take a look in, and go, nope, not today. What we at Elcott the Next Step propose is have the guts, have the courage to take a look in that unflushed toilet that is your life and go ahead and pull the chain.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing here?
What?
I said, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm sorry. I represent the Phil Henry Show.
No, I know who you are. What are you doing here?
I'm monitoring on behalf of Phil Henry. They said he could do that.
I don't like these non-Elcott personnel.
Dr. Elcott, it's perfectly acceptable.
What is your name?
I'm Bud Dickman. I'm sorry, sir.
Go ahead and sit over there.
I have to take a sniff of this.
That's my drink.
I have to sniff it.
I got something for you to sniff.
Oh, Dr. Elcott, you didn't do that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pull my zipper down and check.
Doctor, that was bad.
I'm sorry.
What?
I didn't mean to pull my
zipper down. Didn't it pull your parent down? I'm Bud Dickman. I represent the Phil Henry Show, and I want to make sure that when you're talking about pulling your pants down, you know. What? I can't understand a word you're saying.
What about it? What is the essential problem?
Well, I mean, you're talking about yanking them down and showing everybody.
I never said anything of the sort. Oh, how I hate you people.
Elcott, the next step. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Love it, squeeze it, hunch it.
Thank you all for joining me. And if you'd like more information about Elcott, the next step, how it can uplift and flush your life all at the same time, please write to us at Elcott, the next step, care of Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York. Right, Bud?
Yeah, yes. I know you want me to back you up or anything.
I'd like some backup, yeah.